And still on politics, the PPP campaign trail is on its way to the Volta region. The team will be in the region for one day, touring three constituencies. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the flag bearer, Dr. Parkwi Sindum, said his campaign to create jobs is working well with the team in unemployed. He told George Ankara that his presidency will promote agribusiness, especially on cashew, yam, rice and maize for export. His emphasis is on processing and access to markets to enable farmers to enjoy good pricing for their hard work.
Well, George, this campaign this year, 2016, we have a much focused campaign. We have our message right. We are talking to the people directly. We are going to where the people are. And I believe that the issues that we are raising and the hope that we are bringing up in the minds of people is resonating positively. And so we are being received very well. We have gotten some very decent, well-known parliamentary candidates contesting on our behalf. And the people are actually happy that we are there offering an alternative to the NDC and the MPP. And especially when we go and talk about how we will deliver jobs, because we see thousands and thousands of young men and women wherever we go, and they're all just there. So when we tell them how we will provide jobs and that they should look at my track record. So it is going well. And as I speak to you now, on my way, I'm going through to two constituencies in the Volta region. I'm going to go through the Eastern Corridor Road up to the north, and then I'll visit constituencies in the northern, upper east, and upper west regions, and then come back to Accra on Saturday. So we are going throughout the country. This is my second time. When I'm back on Saturday, I would have gone around the country twice. And so it would set the stage for our last round of campaign.
Dr. Kwesi Ndum, how many days are you spending in the Volta region?
Well, this time around is just one day. I'm passing through. And so I'm just doing three constituencies in the Volta region. But when I come back the next time, I'll be going to the Volta region like next week, for example, on Thursday, I will be in the Keta, Anglong, Akachi constituencies. I'll be there. So we are hitting every and we're covering all the ground.
Now, you have not spoken often on agriculture. Some of us are agriculturists by birth. What exactly will you be doing when you win the presidential slot in term sector?
You know, actually, I've been talking about agriculture a lot, especially last week when I was in the Brongahafa region. I focused on the cashew, on the yam, on the maize cultivation and rice cultivation, because we believe that infrastructure leading to the farm is horrible. You look at a place like Tampa, the other areas surrounding where cashew has been developed successfully. The roads are horrible, but also we need to protect our farmers and help them to face up with the buyers who are coming and offering them low prices for their produce. And we will do that by having government itself assists the private sector people to establish processing facilities. In the case of rice, we need multiple different types of rice mills dotted around the country, so we can deal with this importation of rice in a positive way. And then in the case of cashew, also help their processing facilities that we need to put here in Ghana and assist our own people to buy and process cashew instead of having the raw cashew be brought, sold off, exported, and our people get little money, a market that will give them good prices for their produce.
Dr. Parkwi Sindum.